91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Megan Pounder. Police say 8 Trenton residents are facing charges after drugs and weapons were seized from 4 homes in Quincy West Monday night. Officers from Quincy West OPP, several other OPP units, Belleville Police, and Tyendinega Territory Police searched locations on North Murray Street, Adrian Court, Front Street, and County Road 64 on Monday. They confiscated an unspecified amount of crack cocaine and marijuana, along with assorted pills. They also say they seized $10,000 in cash, a loaded handgun, ammunition, a prohibited weapon, and drug paraphernalia. These residents each face several drug and weapons charges, including possession of cocaine and marijuana for the purpose of trafficking, and possession of an unauthorized weapon. 5 of them were held in custody for bail hearings in Belleville Provincial Court Monday. 3 were released from custody and will appear in court in December. The Central Hastings OPP is warning people of a mystery shopper scam in the area. This involves scammers contacting people with a list of items to purchase at various retailers, along with a fraud check. The check is to be deposited and used to pay for the listed items. The scammers ask that a small portion be sent back to them through a money wire company, which they say they're also testing out. Inevitably, the check will be returned as fraudulent and the victim is left on the hook to cover it. The OPP recommends that if you are contacted by a scam artist, alert them at their anti-fraud website. A Woodstock woman accused of killing 8 seniors under her care in 2 southwestern Ontario nursing homes is due back in court next week. 49-year-old Elizabeth Wetlaufer remains in custody as she faces 8 counts of first-degree murder in connection with the deaths, which police say took place between 2007 and 2014. Detective Superintendent Dave Truax of Ontario Provincial Police says the victims at the nursing homes in Woodstock and London were administered a drug, but he didn't identify it. Records from the College of Nurses of Ontario show Wetlaufer was first registered as a nurse in 1995, but resigned last month and is no longer a registered nurse. The investigation is ongoing and police say more charges could be laid. A truck driver is dead after a collision involving 2 tractor trailers on Highway 401 in Milton. The crash happened in the westbound lanes of the highway just before midnight Tuesday. Provincial police say a line of trucks was slowing down due to a construction on the highway when one of the trucks slammed into the rear of the other. They say the driver of the rear truck died at the scene and the other driver was taken to hospital with minor injuries. The westbound lanes remain closed as police investigate and it is unknown when they will reopen. A 54-year-old man from Ajax is dead after a multi-vehicle crash in Pickering. Durham Regional Police say the accident took place on Tuesday night when a Chevrolet pickup truck collided with a Ford Escape. They say 3 other vehicles all traveling in the same direction as the Ford were also involved in the crash. Police say the driver of the Ford was pronounced dead on the scene, while the truck driver and a passenger in the Ford were taken to hospital with serious injuries. Police are still investigating the crash. A 27-year-old Ottawa man is facing a murder charge in connection with a weekend stabbing. City police said the slaying took place on Saturday in the west end of Ottawa. Police were called to the scene and found a man suffering from stab wounds. He later died of his injuries in hospital. The victim was later identified as Joshua Briere, but police did not release further details of his age or place of residence. They say they have arrested Brandon Ether and charged him with second-degree murder in Briere's death. Vancouver police say a malfunctioning door was a major factor in the death of a 23-year-old woman who fell from a party bus, but it won't recommend criminal charges. Sergeant Brian Montage says the company was fined under the Motor Vehicle Act for infractions that included allowing alcohol on the bus, but he says he understands why Chelsea James's mother isn't satisfied.
Clearly she's not satisfied with some minor fines. And I can't say I blame her, but at this point, that's all we have as a police department to use.
Montage says James lost her balance and fell against a passenger door, which malfunctioned and opened, causing her to fall out and be struck by the vehicle. Donald Trump is taking a quick break from the campaign trail today in order to unveil his newest property on Pennsylvania Avenue, just blocks away from where he soon hopes to take up residence. Reporter Tom Lamis explains.
Donald Trump says he'll make it to Pennsylvania Avenue one way or another, and this is one way. Donald Trump's hotel here in the nation's capital is already open, but he's taken advantage of all the media attention for a ribbon cutting today. Trump taking time away from the voters to spend time with his business less than 2 weeks before the election.
After this morning's ribbon cutting, Trump heads to North Carolina for 2 campaign rallies. Hillary Clinton, who turned 69 today, holds 2 events in Florida, both aimed at encouraging voters in the state to cast an early ballot. That's QNET News on 91X to 1204. Sports is next.
Do you want to get where you need to go on time?
Yes!
Do you want a fast, efficient, and affordable way to get around our great city?
We want that!
Then let's hop on the bus!
Not only is Belleville Transit reliable, efficient, and safe, but by reducing the number of cars on our roads, it helps the environment. All that on 9 routes that will get you to where you need to be.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
QNET Sports. The Lady Lancers got off to a slow start Tuesday night against the St. Lawrence Vikings and were never able to recover. After going down 23 in the first half of the game, costly turnovers and poor shooting from the foul line allowed the Vikings to extend their lead and run away with the game. Despite matching the Vikings 18 points in the final quarter, the damage had already been done, and the Lancers came out of the game on the wrong side of a 76-48 decision. The Lancers looked to bounce back from two straight losses Friday when they traveled to Barrie to take on the Georgian Grizzlies. The Maple Leafs still believe in Frederick Anderson, even as the club's new number one goaltender continues to struggle. Anderson gave up a career-high 7 goals in Tuesday night's 7-3 loss to the Lightning. It's the fourth time in his first 5 starts that the 27-year-old has allowed at least 4 goals. Leafs coach Mike Babcock spoke about Anderson's struggles following the latest defeat.
Well, we're very confident in his ability. I mean, we did a lot of work in advance to know what he's capable of doing. He's done it for 3 years straight. It hasn't gone very good for him. Tonight would be, a point for him that he'd want to regroup from. And he's a proud guy, and it's very important that we support him. And boy's got to get to work, too, and do his part.
Sidney Crosby jump-started a comeback as the Pittsburgh Penguins rallied from an early 2-goal deficit to beat the Florida Panthers 3-2. Crosby said he's pleased to return to playing after missing the first 6 games of the season with a concussion.
I'm happy to be back playing here is, you know, my first game, and hopefully can play the rest of the season here.
The Ottawa Senators scored a 3-0 shutout victory over the Vancouver Canucks last night. Canucks captain Henrik Sedin says a slow start and mistakes cost his team.
I thought we'd battle back in the second. Felt we got the game where we wanted it and last half of the second period, but the start of the third wasn't good enough. Turn the puck over. They scored the second goal, and after that, it's a battle.
Vancouver hosts Edmonton on Friday and Washington on Saturday. Roberto Perez hit a pair of homers, a solo shot, and a 3-run drive as the Indians rolled to a 6-0 win over the Chicago Cubs in last night's Game 1 of the World Series. Perez says it's incredible to hit 2 home runs in his first World Series game.
First World Series experience, and just trying to go up there and compete and try to get good ABs up there and trying to get a base and make something happen, and it's an unbelievable feeling.
Cowie Leonard scored a career-high 35 points, and the Spurs empathetically spoiled Kevin Durant's first game for the Golden State Warriors in a 129-100 rout last night. Leonard says the Spurs are a different team without Tim Duncan.
Just him not being here, having his personality here with us every day. But, Tony and Manu have a drive to, you know, keep this organization going, as well as me in L.A. So just want to keep having a winning culture.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy with a high of 6. Cloudy tonight with a low of 1. Periods of rain tomorrow with a high of 5. At 12:09, it's 4 degrees and mainly sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.